So I was originally supposed to put this episode out before I went on vacation, but shit happens, and I'm fucking lazy. Technology is being weird. Like, it's a bunch of different shit, but yeah. So I made it back. But I recorded this before I left. So on the fun times, though, yeah. This is the last episode of the year. So, good shit's coming. Motherfuckers be ready to kill the motherfucking shit. But yeah, it's going to be some cool shit going on next year. Stay fucking tuned, son. And seriously, though, if you're not following me on Twitter, I'm fun on Twitter. At DissonChiefs, seriously. Like, all it takes is a little fucking follow. You get some funny shit. And some serious shit, but, like, mostly funny. Like, I try to be cool. If you're on Apple Podcasts, give me a 5-star review like an Uber driver. Even if I don't entertain you, just, like, give me a 5-star or don't give me anything. And then leave a comment saying, like, fuck you, you're the best. Whatever. Like, comments work. As long as you get that 5-star, all good. And then if you're on Anchor FM, Spotify, just, you know, give me a heart. Give me a like. Like, whatever. And then in lieu of, like, the easiest way to give me money or things I want, listen to the podcast. You'll hear the ad break. And then, I get paid, but, like, not much, but still, it's a labor of love. It gives me something. Right now, I've got almost enough money to get a really shitty pack of cigarettes, so that's good. Also, if you're a female, Twitter DMs are always open. Send me them nudes. Seriously. I haven't gotten one. I'm sad. I'm disappointed in all you motherfuckers. But enough of my fucking yabber jabber. Let's get to my fucking guest. His name is Jacob Johnson, and he is the host of the Rise to Liberty podcast, which puts out an episode about every week, maybe twice a week if you're really lucky, and he isn't, like, busy jerking off on the side. That's a good times. He is also voted number one biggest dick in all of Utah by the Utah Libertarian Party, officially. What the fuck is up, brother?
Oh, not much. Really just unwinding from the day, you know, enjoying this long week. Just hanging out, preparing some good stuff coming down the pipeline for my show. You know, got a bunch of Epstein stuff coming.
Ooh, so that's going to be some good stuff. Little spoilers or any, like, teases you can give here before it comes out, or do you want it to be a complete fucking surprise?
It's pretty much going to be a complete surprise at this point. I have very little actually worked out. So there's a lot of research. He has a lot of connections with a lot of people. And, you know, the Maxwell trial is still going on and trying to wait to see the result of that. Last I heard today, she was supposed to be testifying or something, and then she said that she wouldn't. So I don't know.
I was gonna ask, but, like, how, like, I know you've been pretty, like, not ecstatic, maybe not the best adjective of all time, but, like, you're pretty fucking, like dead set on, like, I'm gonna watch this fucking trial because I'm actually surprised trial got here in the first place. Like, to me, it's been a little disappointing, mostly because I just wanted all the names. Give me all of them from the black book, motherfucker, all that shit. But, like, how's it, like, what is your kind of analysis? Because I know you've been, like, pretty, like, steadfast on keeping up with it.
Oh, yeah. It's, I think it's interesting that a lot of the names that have been named so far are, you know, being put on official court documents. Anyone who is curious, I actually do have a uncensored, unredacted version of the black book on my Telegram channel. It is pinned, so it's easy to find. You can find that risetoliberty.com/freespeech, and it takes you directly there. You should already be on Telegram anyways. It's one of the best social media sites out there. Twitter's pretty cool, but you know, censorship, not so rad. So yeah, I do enjoy the fact that a lot of these official names are being put on like court documents and everything. The result of what's going to happen, probably nothing. I mean, she might end up getting jail time. She might stay in jail for the rest of her life. Who knows? The justice system's been pretty good recently. You know, the juicy Smollett verdict, the Ahmaud Arbery case, and Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, that's doing pretty well, but this is a whole different monster. I mean, this is a trial, the most important trial, at least in our lifetime, of the last century. So trial itself, oh God, I don't know. I mean, it has been kind of underwhelming. So I'm hoping for more, hoping to see what her defense comes out with.
Yeah, because I know, like back in the beginning of the trial a couple weeks ago, oops, what was that? Anyway, back in the when the trial first started, the defense went with the whole, oh, Jeffrey Epstein is like a pedophile James Bond, and like fucking, we've got like Miss Moneypenny over here, like unwilling, like unwitting accomplice to like a pedophile James Bond or whatever their, whatever the thing was. Was that act, did that actually say that, or is that just like some people making shit up?
I don't believe that it officially said that per se. I could be wrong, so don't, you know, fact check me, Meta or whatever, but
Facebook fact check, we're covering this trial, which is like, yeah, covering the trial includes one blurb about it in a fucking CNN way deep down on their fucking site. Oh yeah. Hey, Ghislaine Maxwell is on trial for this. All right. Well, let's talk about the insurrection for the 170th time.
Exactly. Don't forget about January 6th, the worst day in American history.
It's like 10, 9/11s put together.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's interesting because like I saw an article on Bloomberg of all places, who they basically doxed all the jurors for the Maxwell trial. They didn't put out specific names, but they put out enough information that somebody who's bound and determined to find out who these people are, they'd be able to find them. I mean, they put out their age, like what they do, basically like a couple of easy things as far as like their schedule goes. Like they mentioned one woman who walks her child to school every day. And it's like, oh, yeah, like that's going to be difficult to find with somebody that has great intentions.
Yeah. And also, it's not like the fucking government doesn't know who the fuck these people, the jurors are anyway. So it kind of, I don't know. It just seems like it's rigged from the fucking start because it's implicating government people. So what do I know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it makes me wonder, too, because it's like, we all know the system is like just filthy corrupt. And so with that, why are they allowing this to go on? Why are they letting all of these people be named? So that part's confusing. I'm so skeptical that it makes me, I'm just waiting for the other foot to drop, you know, or shoe, whatever the hell the saying is.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that's going to fucking shape up. Probably, like as you said, probably nothing. It doesn't really even matter if Ghislaine goes to fucking jail or whatever. Like, I don't know. At this point, it's like, who fucking cares? Like, we want the names of the people so that, well, you know, things can happen. And yeah, I'm not inciting violence. Yeah, I'm not doing it. I swear. If anyone's listening, no violence.
Wood chipper go burr.
Hey man, it's just a wood chipper, and if it goes burr, I mean, oh, does that sound like a person? Oh, who's in there? Okay.
It goes burr in Minecraft.
Yeah, there we go. In Minecraft, wood chippers go burr. There we go.
Just for any glowies out there.
Oh, Lord, it's gonna be.
But yeah, it's interesting because I mean, she just has such deep connections with like the royal family, heads of state, royalty. I mean, she ran in those circles because of her dad, and so she's able to float inside those social circles so easily, and she's just able to move within them. I mean, she was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding, which, you know, no big surprise there. The big surprise there, honestly, though, is the fact that she got in trouble for something. I can't remember off the top of my head. And she basically said, she pulled a Roman Polanski and said that I'm never coming back to the United States. But then she showed up in pictures at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. And it's like, oh, okay. So you did come back to the United States. And I think that's where a lot of her troubles began as far as this trial goes.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, really have to go to a wedding, huh? Hey, weddings are great. Love to get drunk. Love to meet people. Love to like socialize with like people, all that good shit. But maybe if you're like really bad person and you're overseas because you're a bad person over here trying to escape prosecution, you don't fucking fly back for a wedding, no matter how badass the wedding is. Sorry. I don't know.
God, could you imagine going to a Clinton wedding too? Like, mm-mm.
That nope. Sounds like the most insufferable thing in existence. Jesus Christ.
I couldn't. I mean, I enjoy weddings as well. It's a lot of fun.
Well, the problem is that like a Clinton wedding, like there's a possibility it turns into like a fucking red wedding. So like,
yeah, exactly. Everyone's just walking on eggshells, hoping they don't get popped in the back of the head.
Yeah. Then fucking Hillary just is doing like the Caesar in the background, thumbs down.
Just puts everyone in a Coliseum. You've got to fight your way.
Oh,
out.
My God. Oh, Lord.
Turns into Jigsaw or some shit. You got to fight for your freedom.
Let's play a game. Oh, Jesus.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. It's an ad break because literally everyone is sponsored by this company now. It's because this break is sponsored by Pfizer/BioNTech. Pfizer, a disease. Oh, let me restart that. Pfizer, because you should get vaccinated for the coronavirus, or else you lose your job or your access to groceries, and we kill you eventually. Oh, wait, that's the ad read for 6 months from now. Sorry. Anyway, it is interesting. Let me fix my fucking camera real quick. All right, so speaking of vaccines and all of that, I do have some breaking news that just happened a couple hours ago. I'll just read it straight from CNN. I don't know if you've heard it, but here we go. The Biden administration scored a significant victory Friday in its court battles to enforce various federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates, with an appeals court ruling that the government can enforce its vaccine or testing rules for companies with more than 100 employees. This was done by the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. They said that they could require it, and they basically blocked the injunction. And presumably it's going to go to the Supreme Court. But in my opinion, it's by the time it gets to the Supreme Court and all the way litigated, the damage is already done. So, that sounds super constitutional to me, that you can just enforce a fee mandate to all these different 100 person plus employers, because that's super constitutional. And I just,
oh yeah, very pro freedom.
Oh yeah, I don't like the fact that they're doing these things knowing that it's either likely to get shut down, or they know it's unconstitutional, but they're going to do it. But by the time it gets to through the legal system and all that, the damage is already done, and the outcome they wanted has been achieved. And I mean, that's similar to the the eviction, not the, the eviction moratorium. Like they did that for months and months and months past when it was supposed to be done. And then a court struck it down. But by the time it did that, the, what they wanted to achieve with that was already done. So, what's your thoughts on this, man?
So first thing I'm going to say, fucking try me. It's not happening. If somebody chooses to get it, that's on them. I'm choosing not to get it. And it's, I'm not going to be forced into it either. So that's my first initial thought. Next, I just start thinking of logistics. Like, what are the practical applications of actually forcing this? Like, they're going to have to swell OSHA to an unprecedented employee level, which it might be possible. They are currently, they meaning the federal government, are trying to increase the number of employees at the IRS, which I think is interesting. They're trying to increase the IRS employment by 86,000 employees, which is the largest increase in its history. Second of all, fuck the IRS. So I just don't see the logistics of it. I see a lot of people bending the knee. I do agree with you 100% that, like, regardless of the legality of it and where it stands in the courts, the damage is already done, in a sense, because most people at this point are, they're either for it or they're not. Like, that's a vast majority of people. And I think the social aspect of it is really what they're trying to do, or trying to affect, versus like the legality or actually rolling it out. So if it fails, still doesn't matter, because they still affected society in it. So that's really my thoughts about it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just, it's interesting that when you bring up the whole logistics part, where like, all they're, are they going to swell the size of OSHA? My theory, again, they're trying to affect it more socially, and then they're going to selectively enforce it on like people that are like vocally against it in certain areas like Texas, Florida, South Dakota, where they've been making a big stink about fuck the vaccine mandates, fuck the masks, all that shit. They're going to selectively enforce it on people who poke their head up above the grass and then get their head cut off. And then everyone else is going to fall in line. That's the typical strategy that's enforced with that. So, and again, as you said, most people are just going to bend the knee, because what evidence do we have that they are going to change their behavior from a year, almost 2 years ago? Like, there is no evidence that they resisted the lockdowns and shit back in March of 2020. What are they going to say to fix that later? Like, no, they're going to just bend the knee. And then they're already putting masks back in California. They're already doing indoor masking and vaccine mandates, while masking passports and masks in New York City, because when you have stupid, you might as well fucking double down, because that makes sense. Yeah, super. And also, I don't know, it's just really interesting that, like, they think this is, like, gonna engender them to anyone that isn't hardcore, like, Branch COVIDian.
Yeah.
Like, are they, like, I don't understand the strategy, because again, I brought this up, like, if you wanted to get people that were vaccine hesitant or not going to get the vaccine and wanted to speak to them directly, how about not speaking only on CNN, MSNBC? Like, go to Fox, at least go to Fox News every once in a while, or other places similar to that. Like, if you really want to reach people, because people who are watching CNN, MSNBC, they're in, baby. They're all in. they're in there like swimwear. Like if you want to like,
yeah, that's an echo chamber.
Yeah. So if you want to reach out to someone,
you're preaching
else,
to the choir, yeah,
like reach out to other people. If you really thought, hey, everyone should get vaccinated, I'm going to go try to evangelize to people in their spaces. Like any religion would do. You would do that there.
Oh yeah.
Which is a very interesting
strategy. But it's not a religion. It's a cult. So, you know, so there's that. And I'm just going to throw this out there that anybody who is pro-vaccine is also pro-Trump. So sit on that, because Trump's the one that ushered it through Operation Warp Speed. It's his vaccine. So,
and he brags about it.
You're pro-vaccine. Yeah.
So, yeah. Like he brags about it on his little like website notices. It's like, yo, this vaccine is fucking shit. You know why? It's because it's mine.
The best.
No, seriously, that's like, I don't know. Yeah.
I just love telling lefties that you know, anyone that takes a vaccine is pro Trump, and just watch their heads explode. It's hilarious. And you know, the funny thing is there's so many things wrong with this that, I mean, if you actually wanted to convince people, first of all, Pfizer, release your documents before 55 years, you know, before,
yeah, I saw that,
2065 or
yeah,
whatever.
I saw that shit and I'm like, you know, okay, that seems a little shady. I mean, a lot shady, but whatever, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's like, you guys can't be sued for any damages, which is funny because just recently, I think it was actually CNN, MSNBC, they're all the same. One of these outlets came out and said that migrants, or, you know, what we used to call illegal aliens, were actually not going to receive boosters because they being Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson or whatever, they can't send the vaccine overseas because they only have immunity here in the United States. And it's like, oh, so overseas, you can be sued for adverse reactions. And let's not even talk about all the fucking soccer players, you know, having heart conditions.
Yeah.
You
healthy know, 20, praising the healthy 23-year-olds that are like, literally soccer players are like cardio, are like the definition of like, you want to see someone who's got good cardio? Hey, that soccer player.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. That dude whose cardio is literally unchartable. Also just randomly had a heart attack. I'm not curious.
Just a record number of them too, out of nowhere, over the past year and a half.
Imagine that. Like the people with some of the people with the most physically fit people in the world are just randomly dropping of heart attacks and heart palpitations on the field. No big deal, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Don't question that. Make sure and get your booster. Oh, sorry. It's make sure and get boosted. You got to get boosted.
Oh, did you see that fucking White House propaganda video today?
Yeah.
Pentatonics. The Pentatonics is, get your booster. And I'm like, you're a fucking cunt. But, yeah, you know.
Well, God, there's that. And then there was the Jimmy Fallon one recently with, God, what was her
name? Ariel Grande, yeah.
Yeah, that
which
one.
Which roughly translates which, in Spanish you, to big nipples.
That's awesome. I'm not even going to fact check that. But, I mean, I'll admit it was better than that terrible freak show of whatever Stephen Colbert did. You know, the vaccine Pfizer dance.
Oh, you got
thing.
Those dancers that people are dancing around and they're dressed as needles.
The dancing syringes. It's like, oh yeah, fucking heroin addict.
Are you?
Dream.
I'm about to say yes. Also, they say they're not in a cult, but then they have a dancing number with people danced in fucking vaccine vials, dancing in the fucking things, and you're not in a cult, really?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen pictures of people making earrings out of the little vials, the little glass vials that they have like vaccines in. Seen earrings,
tattoos,
during Halloween season. Yeah, tattoos. I saw little kids dressed up as vaccine cards or vials or syringes or like stuff branded with Pfizer. Like, what are these kids, like NASCAR race cars now? Like, you can go fuck yourself. I'm not dressing my child up as a vaccine.
I will say an executive order, if I ever become world leader, is that if you if you dress your kid up as a vaccine card or a vaccine passport or any kind of vial, I'm gonna sorry, you forfeited the right to raise your children. Sorry.
They're straight to the gulag. They're
clearly better off with literally anybody else, maybe even like a serial killer, than you are. Because at least serial killers are smart. The parents that are dressing their kids up as vaccine stuff are clearly retarded. So
I've actually studied a lot of cults because it's fascinating to me. It's incredible just the fact of like how open people are and how suggestible they are. Or susceptible, yeah, susceptible to brainwashing, to just pretty much anybody, because like, and it's really mischievous, because these people are like preying on people's weaknesses and they're yearning to be a part of something, and I think it's incredibly wrong. But the one thing that all cults have in common, regardless of what they believe in, what they're preaching. And it's actually the biggest difference between a religion and a cult. And the cult will tell you to not be around your friends and not to be around your family. Now, just recently, Dr. Faust came out and said, you know, you got to question your family. You got to, you know, you got to get proof of their vaccine status before you let them into your home. And it's like, why would you do that? Like, is it really that big of a deal? You got the vaccine, should be working. You're protected. So
by your own,
what does it really
by
matter?
Your own rules, if you get the vaccine, you're Gucci, right?
Should be. Yeah.
But
like if you get it, then your symptoms shouldn't be as bad and you won't end up in the hospital. So
yeah, like my parents who got they're vaccinated and got boosted, but they're also like older, so it makes a lot more sense, because if they get a cornholio virus, it will not be a great time. So again, and then, but they're also not fucking idiots, and they're saying like, yeah, you can come, they don't care. But well, they're
and,
good.
Well, and the thing is it's up to everybody to make the choice. Like, I wouldn't, just because of what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if nobody's listened to it yet, watch that newest Joe Rogan interview with Peter McCullen, McCallan. Can't remember how you pronounce his last name.
Yeah, he's a Dallas-based doctor who actually practices up here somewhere. I don't know where his center is, and I don't want to let it out there. But, you know, it's if you look it up, it's not hard to find. And
He's a virologist, cardiologist. Like, the dude's the most published doctor in his field. Like, he's ran medical journals before. He's, you know, communicated with the CDC. He's worked with all of these top people in the medical field all over the world. And if nobody's watched that episode of Joe Rogan, I don't try to plug his show. It's the largest podcast in the world, of course. Everyone knows about it. Like, he gets higher ratings than any CNN show at all. So everyone knows about it. Let's see. I'm going to pull up the episode number real quick just to double check. But it was incredibly eye-opening listening to it. The episode number is 1747. Go listen to it. Yeah, it's that. But yeah, it's everyone's decision. They can make it for themselves. But as soon as we start talking about force, you know, that's when libertarian ears perk up and we get a little bitey.
Yeah, and then also, funny enough, there you are. You're back. You were you were frozen there for about 2 or 3 minutes in a like half like I'm really stoned, but also like really contemplative face. So that was fun.
Sweet.
And then, oh, your back's frozen again. Not a big deal. Audio's still recording, so not the biggest deal.
Word.
So I, as stated in the very beginning, you are a libertarian, quote unquote, or anarchist slash libertarian. Oh, yeah. Living out in Mormon land in Utah. So like, how does that work? Like where you're living out in Utah and you are libertarian and not just like default Republican, because that seems to be the most natural way to go to.
Well, I mean, kind of got to go just back to, you know, when I was a young, dumb teenager. Young, dumb, and full of cum,
you
know, just like all teenagers. And, you know, I'm Irish, so I have, well, half Irish, half Native American. So I literally in my blood have a lot of, aversion to authority. And so being a teenager who also tried to rebel, that's really where it all started. And so I really like to, quote Steve-O from SLC Punk, which anyone hasn't seen that film, we can't be friends. Great film though. There's a quote that the main character cites, and he says, in a city of lost souls, rebellion comes hard, but in a city of religiously repressed people who half the state isn't of that religion, rebellion comes like fire. And it's one of the truest things I've ever heard about Utah. As I got older, I mean, I read more than anything, got introduced to a lot of people who just thought for themselves. And so that's really where my journey started. One of my biggest red pills was G. Edward Griffin and The Creature from Jekyll Island. As soon as I got that book given to me, it just changed my whole world. As soon as I found out the money was fake and it was all controlled, I was like, oh, okay, everything's a lie. However, Jack Casey, the earth is still round. but out here, I don't know. It's interesting because the only county out here that's blue is Salt Lake County. The rest of the state's red. I have less of an issue with Republicans, so I have more of an issue battling Democrats. We've actually got a really strong LP out here. It's small. It moves a little bit slower, but everything moves a little bit slower in Utah. But when we get things done, we take big chunks. So that's great. Also, Utah was actually the first affiliated state of the LP. Thanks, David Nolan. So
there you go.
You know, there is that.
Yeah, I was going to say the fucking, when you say, I felt that when you said, like, I have less of a problem with Republicans. The Democrats are the biggest problem. It's not to say that there aren't major problems with Republicans, but they're but right now they're not fucking crazy. They're crazy, but they're not fucking crazy. Like,
yeah, I can put them on the back burner for a minute.
Like, we'll be 10.
I'll get to them.
Like, I'll get to you later, you motherfuckers. But right now,
yeah, you sit down, your turn's coming.
Like, if you want to, like, make sure you don't fucking get in a gas chamber, you can come with me and destroy these Democrats. We can fight later.
Exactly. And that's honestly how I feel about all just U.S. politics right now. It's like, well, either you're part of this this belief that America is the worst country in the world and it needs to be destroyed, or you're not. And if you're not, I don't care what you believe at this point, either join me in helping defeat these people who literally have talked about destroying our country forever, and or what seems like forever at this point.
Or get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Sit the fuck down, because I've got work to do. So it, you know, I don't understand where nationalism became such a bad thing. The thing is you go to any other country in the world and there are people that have pride in their country. And I don't see a problem with that. White nationalism is fucking stupid. White is not a country. White is a race, and race is like hair color. It doesn't fucking matter. So give it up.
There we go.
Yeah. So
look at you going like fucking old school and going like Martin Luther King Jr. and not fucking like Black Lives Matter and saying like it's the only thing that matters. You're going like back to tradition and saying like fucking it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Imagine that. Like, obviously, I'm not one of these colorblind people. It's like, yeah, of course, I can tell that you're black, white, yellow, brown, whatever. I'm just saying I don't give a fuck what you are.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I mean, it's like, yeah, cool. You're black. That, like, if you take pride in that, that's your thing. That has nothing to do with me. I'm sorry. It has, your skin color has no bearing on my life. Like, I'm more concerned with larger issues here. If that is something that somebody's concerned about, well, once again, that's you. It's not me though. And I'm not going to start focusing on it, because we've got more important things like medical tyranny to worry about.
Yeah. And then, well, speaking of race, apparently we found another stupid person. Oh, well, we're confirming she's stupid, but Joy Reid was very mad at Elon because he called Elizabeth Warren a Senator Karen or something like that. And then she's over here like, well, just letting you know, Karen is you're appropriating that from black culture. And let's just say there's a couple of things wrong with that, but I'll let you do a react to it, just to, because I think it's funny as fuck that she's that stupid. But yeah.
Okay. First of all, Joy Reid looks like a mouse in a wig. Fuck her. Second of all, so she, what irritates me about this is she is admitting that Karen is a racial slur. Okay, fine. It's a racial slur. I've actually thought this for a long time, because when you say Karen, it's specifically addressing a middle-aged white woman, typically a woman who has empty nest syndrome or whatever.
And lives in the suburbs and all that.
Yep.
Like,
exactly. So she said the quiet part out loud. It is a racial slur. Okay, that's fine. First of all, Elon's white, at least half white. He's light skinned. Mm-hmm. Once again, I don't care what he is. It doesn't matter to me what his race is.
But if we're going to play the race,
he's using a white racial slur.
If we're going to play the race game, like, he's pretty fucking white. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, pretty sure white people can use white racial slurs. Just saying.
Unless you're on Twitch, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's about time somebody gets a taste of their own medicine.
Oh, you're talking about Hassan and fucking Vosh.
Vosh.
They both got fucking nuked because they were saying cracker, but you know.
I mean, Hassan, he took it hard. You know, he took it like a dick. Just kidding.
Oh.
It's a joke.
It's a fucking joke, okay?
Yeah, not a dick. Don't take it so hard. Yeah, he was really upset about it, from what I understand. At least Vosh was like, yeah, well, that's fair. So I hate Vosh. I think he's a moron. However, good on him for at least accepting it for what it is. So, you know, cheers to that.
And then, I mean, it's one of those where, like, I want to feel bad for you, but you both are fucking stupid and retarded. So I have, and you're also supporting bad policy and things like that. So I have a lot less sympathy for you. sorry for being human being. Like, I want to be Mr. Consistent, Mr. Libertarian Consistent. You can say whatever you want. But yes, you can say whatever you want. It's just I don't have to be sad when you get kicked off of Twitch. Sorry.
No, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sad about it at all. Like, it serves you right.
And you, it's kind of like the you made your bed, now fucking lay in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Libertarians typically don't do the identity politics bullshit. So when they get kicked off, it's kind of like, oh, what the fuck, man? But when someone who's very identity politics focused fucking gets kicked off for that kind of shit, it's kind of like a sorry about it, bud.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's I don't know. Maybe you've noticed this too, but so I would say I lean more towards like the ANCAP side of things. But within that circle, there seems to be a lot of people who push the whole private company can do whatever the fuck they want thing. And first of all, that's stupid. Well, actually, I agree with the fact that a private company can do what they want. Yes, I agree. But the companies you're saying this about are not private. And if you can prove to me that any of these massive media corporations are actually private, that they don't receive government funding, which is from the taxpayers, so stolen funds. If you can prove to me that, you know, you can't buy stock in a publicly traded company, okay, I'll switch how I feel, but these companies aren't private. And so no, they can't do what they want. So from that, once they try to privatize the commons, like, what are we doing? These platforms have reached such a level that this is where everyone communicates now. Like, this is where everyone's at. This is the public square.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can go out on the street corner and I can still hold a protest sign. I can still literally go to a public park and have a drum circle or do whatever. I can spout some crazy nonsense on the street corner. And as long as I don't harass anybody, nobody's really going to stop me. Might ask me to leave, but that's about it. But this is the digital age. Like, that's the age we're living in, and everyone agrees with that. So of course we have a digital public commons. So at some point we have to recognize that certain platforms are public spaces and they don't have the right to act as publishers.
Especially when they've taken government money and have, and all this other shit, like, Disney is definitely private. And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? Or Facebook or Twitter or Meta, yeah, or Twitter. And it's like, no, these are government, and Walmart and all these companies, like, come on, like, they're damn near government.
Yeah, exactly.
They're two steps, maybe three steps behind being a fucking government agency at this point.
Well, I mean, Jen Psaki fully admitted that they work with Facebook or Meta, whatever the fuck. It's still Facebook. Fuck them. Like, how much more blatant do you have to be? Like, they work with the federal government. That's a subsidiary of the federal government. So it's a government subsidiary. Like, okay, so it's a branch of the government. Okay, cool. They receive government funds. They work with them directly. What more do you need? That's not a fucking private company.
And
get the fuck over.
And yourself. The fact that, like, people are like, oh, Applebee's is going to totally enforce vaccine passports and stuff. And I'm like, we should let them do it if they want to. And I'm like, I'm going to give you $100,000 that I don't have. I'm this confident of this, that in the absence of mandates that you have to require vaccine passports, Applebee's ain't fucking doing vaccine passports. I guarantee fucking it. None of these places are.
Yeah. Maybe some locations, but I mean, we saw what happened with In-N-Out Burger. You know, they said, we're not enforcing this. And then they just started closing locations. And so all of these different regions are going to just start losing businesses and the businesses will relocate. So come over to Utah. We won't enforce it.
Come over to Texas, man. We're doing all right. Well, in some places are fucking stupid, but you know, what do you want here?
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of those purple cities too. So
yeah. And then, well, the weird part is that we do have a major city that's not like super liberal, and it's actually both reliably conservative, which is kind of blows your mind. Fucking Fort Worth has a lot of people, always votes red, which is kind of rare.
Interesting.
I mean, Dallas obviously is fucking blue, but you know.
Yeah. Well, Dallas doesn't surprise
me.
Like, I mean, that's where all the colleges are, right? Like UT, Texas.
Oh, UT. Ooh. So a little Texas trivia. Austin has UT to UT, which is the Longhorns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Austin down south. Dallas has SMU, which is Southern Methodist University, which it's kind of big. The big college around here is TCU, which is Texas Christian. That's in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And then
interesting.
Denton has North Texas or UNT, but I don't know if you've heard of them, but
oh yeah. Yeah, I've heard their name thrown around.
Okay. But as far as colleges go, like, I mean, Waco's got Baylor, but you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, usually college towns, you know, attract hippies.
So. Yeah.
Hippies and commies.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, I repeat myself.
Exactly. Fucking commies. And even though I have long hair and everything, they think I'm one of them. And I'm like, I'm not one of you. You dirty. Take a fucking shower.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're.
Yeah, I dealt with the same thing when I had long hair. So I totally get it.
And also the fact that you'll get like some of these men, these fucking feminist men that go around and give men with long hair a bad name.
Oh, feminist men. Don't even get me fucking started on that fucking pussy shit.
There's a whole fucking Bill Burr section about it. That's accurate.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, I actually had a interview recently. It was the last interview I released. It was with this guy Danny Vega. He's basically like a fitness guru. The dude's healthy, you know. That's what he promotes. That's his business. Is great interview. He actually lives in Miami, so we sat and talked about Cuba and how shitty communists are. So of course, you know, shit on communism for like an hour. It was great.
Oh yeah.
And so in the last like 30 minutes or so of the interview, we kind of just touched on like what it means to be a man and things like that. And, you know, I have some pretty strong opinions about it. Lots of people disagree with me, I'm sure, but okay. But we really talked about like declining testosterone rates within men and like the effect that all of this processed food and food that's packaged in plastic has on men, the declining testosterone rates over the past 40, 50 years in men have been steadily declining. And then you pair that with something like porn addiction, which just completely rewires your brain like drugs. And it's just like a recipe for disaster. And then you get these men like this who are, you know, feminist sympathizers or whatever. And guys, you're just trying to get laid. That's all you're trying to do. And the funny thing is all these feminists, they're going to turn around and go with the bad boy on the motorcycle anyways. So you're just hurting yourself and making us look bad. Fucking stop.
Yeah, like the best thing I ever heard about it was, again, the Bill Burr segment about it, where their game is essentially just fucking like at the level of like a sixth grader who just found out he likes girls, is just agree with them on everything for like way of getting laid.
Yeah.
Like apparently that's what they do. It's essentially that. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. And here's the thing, like you can obviously be sympathetic and even like work towards, you know, like helping women's issues. But also at the same time, feminism is a female space. So leave it to the females. You know, I'm not going to try and inject my male energy into a female space. That seems kind of wrong to me, you know?
Yeah. Let them figure out their own issues and shit and stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly. While, you know, men got to try and figure out issues as far as like a marriage, you know, we need to reorganize the marriage institution in this country. If you're not into marriage, that's fine. That's whatever. But some people still are. And it's extremely one-sided. So, you know, men, we have our own issues. We also need to, refocus on some other things. Male feminists, stop it. You're making yourself look bad. You're embarrassing yourself and you're making the rest of us look bad.
And also, men have enough issues that we need to work out already. You're just making it even 1,000 times worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's address male suicide before we start addressing female issues.
Yeah. You know, the little things.
Yeah, exactly. You know, not the fact that it's 3 times higher than female suicides. So, you know, just throwing that out there.
Ooh, throwing out some spice here on the podcast. Yes.
A little bit. Yeah. Definitely go follow JP on Twitter. Also check me out on Twitter. Both got pretty spicy feeds, so you'll enjoy
it. Speaking of your fucking Twitter, like, I don't know. Sometimes you have some very, you do throw some fire, like hot lava every once in a while. And sometimes it's like very, anti a certain segment of the Libertarian Party. So, you want to talk about that or you want to keep that to yourself?
Yeah, gladly.
I'll go for it then.
Gladly. So I'm not really for anybody leaving the party. I am so against woketarians. I can't stand it. I was actually having the conversation about this with my best friend earlier today so the term social justice, I believe if you take those words at face value, the idea of what social justice, that pairing of words, what people think of when they hear that is basically libertarianism. Now, where my opinion changes is what social justice has turned into, the movement of modern social justice is a complete load of shit. It's wokeism garbage. And I've sat in many conversations about what wokeism is, and everyone can debate till we're all blue in the face, but there's these certain, I'm not even going to say organizations because it's not the organizations themselves. It's specific people within organizations across a broad spectrum of people making moves and getting things done because they scream the loudest. And all of these go against the things that I value. Does that mean that I believe that the Libertarian Party should be a very specific way? Yes and no. Should that exclude left-leaning libertarians? Hell no. No, 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 no. I have no problem with left-leaning libertarians. I have a problem with woketarians. My view of the woketarians is that they are disenfranchised Green Party members and they should go back to their own party.
And that there, I do like that you, there is a specific, you specify that there is a difference between left-leaning libertarian and woketarian, because in my opinion, certainly a difference, because I know a lot of left-leaning libertarians, but there's a difference between like primarily focusing on social issues as in your libertarian messaging versus being just stupid woke. There's a difference.
Yeah. Well, and just to give an example, like, I mean, I am definitely more of a right-leaning libertarian. I definitely do lean left on several issues. You know, I would love a gay married couple to be able to protect their marijuana plants with AR-15s or AKs, SKs, whatever the hell they want. Rocket launchers if they want. I don't give a shit. And they all better be silenced too. But there's just a certain, I would say a small faction of people within the libertarian community that are just pushing for things that are not libertarian. And, you know, then you get into the discussion of not a real libertarian, and fuck you. Yeah, there is real libertarians. It's just a lot broader than, you know, it's not just Ron Paul. It's not just Vermin Supreme. It's not just this. It's a lot broader, but there's the very, very clear things that libertarian isn't. So just to give an example though, currently, so I am the chair of my county affiliate where I am, and we are actually in the, we're almost to the end of the planning stage of a coat drive that we are, putting on here. We're going to be doing it the last couple of weeks of December plus all month of, January. So pretty big issue. I actually care about homeless people. Not enough that I'm going to put them in my house. Sorry. Like I will help as much as I can, but that's a little too much for my comfort. If I can get some people warm, if I can get some kids some coats, if I can get some people a toothbrush, if I can get some family in need, some woman in need that needs feminine hygiene products, that's, you know, we're accepting that sort of donation, coats, hats, gloves, all of these things. It's not a lot, but it's something. And at least the appearance of what people would like to make right-wingers out to be, that's not an issue that right-wingers would typically take up.
No.
So.
But then you get accused of being evil, like, right-winger in disguise because you're not, like, all the way fucking woke. Is that, it's very interesting how that works.
Well, and the thing is I have no interest in pushing my beliefs on anybody else either. Like, I believe in the nuclear family, but if somebody else doesn't, I don't care. Just don't force me to not have my family that I want.
Yeah. It's like, you know? I can support your right to have something, but I also at the same time don't have to like it. Mm-hmm. There's a difference, like me liking something versus wanting to force you to do something.
Yeah. And you hit it right on the, You hit the nail on the head right there, because that's really the difference. And I think one of the biggest disagreements in the LP right now is just really this, like, if you don't agree with this, then we're not on the same side. And it's like, that's bullshit. That is bullshit. And you're letting these stupid little things get in the way of actually letting us achieve the things that we need to achieve. So, like, yeah, let's talk about philosophy on the way up, but let's actually move up. Let's actually do something.
Yes.
And then what, once we're over not losing our jobs over a forced, experimental, medical treatment, then we can talk about some other.
Yeah, stuff. We can,
I'll gladly sit.
Yeah, we can, we can deal with the problems of like the division and everything when we're not going to be put in camps, which, apparently, if you talk about anything related to Holocausty things and do any kind of comparisons, it's anti-Semitic. Up until you are put into a gas chamber, you can't make any comparisons because it's anti-Semitic and it's fucking stupid.
So I'm just going to throw this out there. Nothing too crazy. So hold on to your hats, though. The one thing that does upset me about Jewish people is that, okay, I'm going to preface this. I have no issue with Jewish people. I don't care. I don't care what people's ethnicity is. It doesn't matter to me. But, and this doesn't go for all, there's always exceptions to every rule. However, with that said, there is a faction of certain people who believe that because they are of the Jewish ethnicity or religion, however they identify, that they are not able to be criticized. And it's like, that is so not true. Like,
and that they can't be challenged on certain subject matter.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, but when Australia puts up a government-sponsored camp, which you are forced into, and you are chased down by, you know, state lackeys when you try to escape, it's a concentration of a certain type of person that is a concentration camp by definition. So,
and go find yourself. Like, and it's just, I don't understand why they're so like, oh no, we're trying to avoid something horrible, so we compare it to something else from the past that was horrible and say, hey, we're going down these steps a little too quickly. Let's maybe fucking stop this before we get to a really bad thing that happened in the past. How is that a bad thing? You know what I mean?
Well, you think that they would be the first people like out on the front lines being like, no, this is exactly what happened. Like, this is how it all started.
Yeah, like, we're trying to avoid, like, obviously, like, 99.9% of people, like, probably even higher, think the Holocaust is bad. We're trying to avoid another one of those from coming ever again. The phrase never again, whatever, right? So, when we start seeing signs like, hey, they're separating people into certain groups, and then they're putting them in camps, maybe we should have some alarm bells go off. I don't know, but apparently that's
when you start dehumanizing people, maybe it's not just like a societal thing either. It's the government pushing certain certain dehumanizing language, like the pandemic of the unvaccinated. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? That is a propaganda term.
Papers please, which is those vaccine passports. And then pretty soon we'll be about 8 months or 9 months from now, if we don't let it stop, to you're hiding unvaccinated under the floorboards, aren't you?
Exactly.
Mm.
May I have a nice glass of milk?
Oh, Lord, it is.
Love that movie. I don't know. It's just, it's really interesting to me. There's people that buy into this and there's people that don't. Definitely there's a lot of black pills around. I definitely float back and forth between black and white. I do see more people coming around to the fact that this is not okay than I do people who are stuck in the, it is okay. So, you know, there is that. There is a white pill. I do see people waking up. And honestly, I will put this burden on America. I will put this burden on the people of this country, that us and our ability to own firearms is what's standing between us and government world enslavement.
Ooh. So small stakes, right? There we go. I love it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The smallest of stakes.
Yeah. So don't give up your guns. Go out and go buy a fucking gun, especially if they end up passing this last stimulus payment or whatever the hell it is. It's the first thing I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, I honestly don't think they're ever going to pass that fucking, they're not going to do that stimmy shit anymore, but I've been wrong.
I mean, hell, they had the balls to actually lock us down and destroy, you know, the world economy. So at this point, I don't know. I've got my 2022 bingo card ready. Some of the places are already being marked, and it's not even the first of the year.
So yet. I have a theory about 2022 when it comes to like what the next big thing is. I honestly think the vaccine shit is going to start going by the wayside when it comes to about February, March, mostly because they don't, the Democrats, they're already going to get fucking like railed next year in the midterms. They just don't want to have like a 20 inch cock up their ass. They want like a fucking, they want like an 8 inch one. Like, So yeah, they're going to like ease off on that. They're probably, in my opinion, I mean, they're already starting to prep for it with the climate change shit. So, and then,
oh yeah, climate lockdowns.
Yeah.
I've heard people talk about that. I mean, they kind of already started that, like right at the very first of all this lockdown nonsense, when they were like pushing the propaganda so hard. They were like, oh, look, the earth is returning back to normal. Dolphins are returning to Venice. And it's dolphins weren't normally in Venice.
Fog in LA and places are fucking low right now because no one's driving. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this next year. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to let you plug your shit and then let you get on with your fucking night, because it's fucking late and I feel like you're already drinking. Oh, yeah. So we got to continue to drink.
Yeah, exactly. I'll probably have one more. I don't drink a whole lot anymore, but you know, today was so damn stressful. So, but yeah. So like JP said before, I host a show called Rise to Liberty Podcast. Usually release an episode every Monday. And if it's not on a Monday, it's Tuesday. I know I'm kind of inconsistent with that, but you know, sometimes I got big stuff in the works and it takes a little bit longer to get an episode ready. So you can find me at risetoliberty.com. You can also find me pretty much anywhere. I have tried to procure that name every place you can possibly think of. So Instagram, Twitter, Telegram, once again, risetoliberty.com/free speech will take you right to the Telegram group. You can find me Gitter. You can find me on Gab. You can find Rumble, Odyssey, anywhere you can think of. I'm pretty much there. And if you don't find me somewhere, send me an email or get a hold of me through my website and I'll set something up.
Well, hell fucking yeah, brother. And I appreciate it. And yeah, I'm just paying you back for you brought me on your show a while back. So I figured to give you the fucking favor of coming back on mine, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And we need to get you back on anyways.
Hell so. Yeah. Put me on fucking video. Great. This should be fucking fantastic. Which I'm probably going to be doing at some point next year. Don't tell anybody. Who knows?
I'll keep it a secret.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, totally a secret. Oh, yeah. But anyway, appreciate it, brother. I'll see you on...
Yeah, anytime.
The next time we fucking talk, brother.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.